Hello,
Internet!
We will get JP working this out before the end of Junior Eurovision. It's your Daily Chat Show! That's enough of that. That's why we put the guitars in. Anyway, hello everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Ewan Spence here, coming to you from the marble-encrusted press room that is the Junior Eurovision Press Centre's haunt for some of the great and the good, some of the classic writers, some of the brilliant voices, and the child catcher. The man who takes chocolate and hands them to children to get a good interview. Liam, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm not too bad.
How many chocolates have you given away?
Today or in general?
Just today.
Today, four?
Four. So you've bribed four children with chocolate for a good interview.
I gave it to them afterwards.
I know, but you also gave them chocolates. Actually, we shouldn't say that. That's rude. Right, anyway. Liam, no, we're not editing that one. We're leaving that one in because it was all your fault. Blame the Aussie. Liam, of course, from...
Australia. Well, you just said Aussie and then...
Yeah, so we don't need the repetition. It's a chance to plug the website. Luke, help him out here.
ESCExtra.com.
There we go. So we also have Luke Fisher.
Hi.
We have Charlene Wright.
Hello.
From...
Australia.
She hits me, though.
I'm from ESCInsight.com.
Yeah, she hits me. I have to be nice. JP's here as well.
Hello. Hello.
The voice of 1976. Wonderful to have your presence once again, gracing that. And we also, of course, like to bring in everybody else from around the world of Eurovision. So we have Anton Kalashnikov. No. Kulakov. Anton K47. How about we go... Hello, Anton.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
Apologies for the humour. It's Kulakov, isn't it?
Kulakov.
There we go. Tell us where you're from, which website and why are you here?
I work for Ukrtimes and ESC Ruscom.
This isn't your first time at Junior Eurovision, coming,
no,
is it?
It's my second Junior Eurovision.
What's this like compared to Minsk last year?
Minsk? I don't want to get the max set. I don't want to... think where is the better.
Okay, let's try this way to get an answer out of you. What has Yerevan learnt from Minsk's experience?
It was a very different experience for me because I have worked in the Eurovision 2009 in Moscow, and the very strong difference between Junior Eurovision and Eurovision. And for me, the Junior Eurovision is more attractive. For me, for my interest, because in Russia, or one of hosters of last Eurovision can say Russia. In Russia, I work like a teacher in a school. So I work with the children a lot, and for me, it's more interesting to work here.
Junior Eurovision is on a smaller scale. We have 13 songs, which haven't had since like 1970 in the adult contest. It's a slightly smaller venue, but it's actually feeling for all of us here a much better experience.
I think part of that is actually the sort of the lack of press interest means that we're always first in, that there aren't hordes of journalists from Germany and Spain and these people getting in the way, basically, and we've almost got exclusive access on all the contestants here.
So basically, we've been quite selfish.
I think we are. I think from a selfish point of view, this is brilliant.
JP, you've had the experiences as well, and it's interesting the demands that we as journalists are placing on these performers. You know, we're expecting them to be able to sing a cappella down the microphone, to be able to handle themselves in an interview as competently as a 40 or 50-year-old artist would when they're at. But they're all rising to the occasion, aren't they?
Oh, the kids, they love it. They love to be in the limelight, spotlight, and they like to be interviewed. They love to be on stage. And none of them I've met in interviews, they are shy. None of them. They just go and give whatever they can give.
Let's face it, they're going to be singing to how many million people on Saturday?
Oof, I don't know. It's certainly not 500 million, but maybe, I would say like 100 million maybe?
I'm kind of marking about 80. Do we have an over-under on the viewing figures? Anybody?
I think the figures were 132 million last year.
That's impressive, given that they're quoting 126 for adult. We'll check that out. And if
Charlene... Actually, there's more viewers than the adult.
Well, if Charlene gets it wrong next time she's on the No Points Quiz Show, she'll start off with minus 10.
Only minus 10?
Yeah, because she works with me and she can hit me, JP.
Ah, you're afraid.
If it was you, it would be minus 50.
I book all his accommodations. So.
Yeah, exactly.
What do I have to do?
Let's not go there.
Children's contest.
let's have a look down. We had Tech 2 rehearsals yesterday. Everybody's already had one run through, but now they have another rehearsal. Tell us the difference between those ones, Liam. What did they do in Tech 2 that they didn't do in Tech 1?
Tech 1 was all about figuring out the microphone levels and sound and sort of seeing what works on camera. The second rehearsals was all about refining it.
And that sounds like it's the other way around to how they do it at Adult Eurovision.
No, it's the same way around, except they've swapped the times round. At Adult Eurovision, you get a longer first tech rehearsal and a shorter second one, whereas here they're actually having a very short, half an hour first one and spending more time rehearsing on what they like and what they've asked for, which to me actually makes more sense.
And I wonder, I mean, Junior Eurovision pilots a lot of changes for Adult Eurovision. I wonder if we'll see that switch over when we go slightly east.
When we go to that other country in May, potentially. I mean, it works quite well. The other thing to remember today, the important bit, is they have to pick their rehearsal clip, their reprisal clip at the end of this viewing. So they've also got to get the camera work right for that 15 seconds.
And to be clear, they're not recording this, but what they're doing is this is the bit they're the computer's going to pick out.
Yep.
So it's all done automatically backstage and they can't change it.
Yep.
Yep, so there we go. Let's have a quick rundown there on thoughts on the tech rehearsals that we had. We opened up yesterday with Russia. Katya coming back again for her second go. And Anton... first singer to return to Junior Eurovision, and she is one of the most commanding stage presences in terms of directing the backing singers and being in control herself. She really is on top of her game, isn't she?
Yes, because our Katya, I think that this is a Paparizou-style bulldozer on the stage, because she is like a hard artillery in music. So her professionalism is very huge, and we see it on stage. That's all.
It's a tough one, Charlene, for coming back for the second time, even with that confident performance. It's really hard to come back to any Eurovision, but to come back to Junior Eurovision, and there's a huge weight of expectation on her now.
Absolutely, but at the same point is that she's already polished. She knows how to run the show. She knows exactly what to expect. So she's already got a large advantage over every other act that's here. And she's done very, very well. I mean, she was, from the very first rehearsal, polished. The second rehearsal for her was maybe a little bit even unnecessary.
Yeah, it's like, I know what I'm doing. This is where we're going. Done. Right, then. And we're done now. Latvia, Liam.
Yes.
Did she take a chocolate? Oh, no. Anton wants to jump in again, and he has ammunition. So.
I want to talk about Latvia a lot, because when this song was on the internet first time, and I have heard it, with my hug dog, so we have cried during 2 hours, really. We listened, and cried, because it's a very fantastic song.
Liam, this has been scoring strongly back on our Junior Eurovision ones. This, it's an interesting one, because this is one I think that adult Eurovision watchers would normally write off, but this has really stood up when it's got to the stage and went, you know what, we're here.
Well, I think the main problem is that the adults are having trouble getting past the word moondog. Everyone's hearing that and going, ha, 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 moondog. But, I mean, as we saw in 2008 with the Georgian Bees, a little bit of silliness does not go astray in Junior Eurovision.
So let's go on to Moldova then. JP, thoughts same on Moldova? Haven't seen that? Can't get the introduction right. Haven't done the prep work. Hasn't seen it. Give the microphone to Charlene. Charlene, Moldova, save me.
Moldova. Okay. So the song is great. She sounds great. But what is with the stage show?
It's a scooter.
It's a scooter.
And a big tutu. And a bag of hankies.
And a bag of hankies.
And doing the best impression of David Copperfield. This was my mother's handbag.
I'm clearly not understanding. The Russian entry, she also commands the stage. No. She doesn't just command that. She also commands the stage hands,
but
I think.
But I think differently, because Moldova doesn't have a large delegation. She's essentially managing her own stage show.
The Moldovans, due to finances, they are only three people here, her included in her delegation. So there's her, one of her parents, and the choreographer. Mm-hmm. So that's it. So she actually has to be quite forceful, because there's no one sitting down there to do it for her.
So she's working the TV angles. She's deciding what to pick out while she's singing. And it's great, because there's this lovely switch, and she's lovely and smile through the song, and then the red light goes out in the camera, and she's just like, you, there, I want that, here, I need that angle, I need this microphone boosted up, and I got that. And it's... Can you imagine Eric Saad doing that when he walked out of his glass box? Or didn't?
Well, yeah. You can imagine if this was the main Eurovision, we'd be saying, what a complete drama queen, what a diva, what a horrible person. But because it's Junior, we all think, yeah, good on you.
Or is it a case of, because it's Junior, we're stopping and thinking about why, rather than going for the quick headline?
Could be.
We then had a break then. Liam, what was the break like yesterday?
I don't recall. What did we do in the break?
During the break, we recorded our last show.
Oh, I was interviewing.
Ah, right. With the chocolate.
Yeah, probably.
Little trail of chocolates leading off into the canteen.
The kids like the chocolate.
Clearly showing.
That's the problem. Okay.
But it clearly shows we work. We work hard here at Eurovision. and Junior Eurovision.
And we... Oh,
but no. We never have a break.
Oh,
never ever. But it's okay. That's Eurovision.
World's smallest guitar, now playing a violin, now playing for JP.
No, I think that's the Swedish song in rehearsal. So we came back from a break to Armenia. It's loud, it's cartoon, it's brash, it's going to have a huge amount of audience reaction. I'm still not sure how well this is going to go down outside of the stadium.
About Armenia, I'm afraid of her vocals first, because she's trying to get it better, but she cannot do it. But they show the choreography good, interesting. They have said yesterday that they will have a laser show with things like an Armenian preselection. But one thing, I afraid of these computer chairs. Only this. They look very cheap.
Yes, it's an interesting choice of props again. There's people who are doing prop spot bingo back at home. They're going to like this little run that goes through here. Let's take Bulgaria next. Liam, did you feed them chocolates, or did you actually see them, or were you?
Yes, we did speak to them, and right. We gave them chocolates.
Okay, did you see the rehearsal?
I did see the rehearsal.
Right, so
yes.
You can talk about. We finally found something Liam can do. Talk about Bulgaria.
Well, he's very, very strong vocally. He of the three guys. In this contest, he is by far the best singer, and he's also the smallest. He's very, very short. And well, he's only 10, so that's, you know, makes sense.
Mind you, Liam, how tall are you? Yeah.
Not quite as tall as Luke, but...
The children will look at you and think, Australia has a Hagrid as well.
Either way, he's very, very strong, but the song, I think, is the problem.
JP?
Indeed, he is very, very strong vocally, as you said that, I think he's got a very good stage act together with the other boys dancing around him, and they do very well, I think. That could be a good chance.
Bulgaria, for me, is the Eric Saade from the kindergarten. And
I thought Eric Saade already was from the kindergarten.
And another thing, child don't understand what is he doing here, really. He don't know. He don't understand. He's very... He's too young. Maybe he is very tired. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
There just seems to be a little bit of distance between him and the whole competition then.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Lithuania. It's another one of those surprise entries. Anton's made strange noises, so we'll just leave him in the corner. Luke, Lithuania.
I love Lithuania. I really do. I think, as I think I said the last time, it was like some fantastic ballad from the 90s that they could have sent. It's really good. The backing choir behaves itself. It doesn't need any stupid props on there. They just come on and they sing it, and it's nicely lit. And they've got the subtle Lithuanian touches on the scarves and on their arms. And it's really nice.
We've seen this occasionally at Adult Eurovision, where the simple ballad is a fan favourite, but it just looks too simple on television. But I don't think that's going to be the case on Saturday night, do you?
No, I think there's enough going on. The backing singers have got their own little routine going. There is a keyboard player, etc. So there's enough there, I think.
I will also add that Paulina, her smile is just infectious. She lights up the room, and even when they were in the press centre, they were having a great time. All the backing singers have their own little badges, and they were handing them out to all the press people and going, here's me, and they're just loving it.
When we could
it.
Hand back the badges and the stickers and everything, they're like, oh, it's for us!
They're just here having a great time. It seems that the experience to them is what counts most, and that's just making them look... They're having a great time, and that just shows.
And it's lovely to see Van at Eurovision rather than, I don't know, Danaher International. Because she really enjoyed her time in Düsseldorf.
For me, Paulina is like Nicola Tsapar last year in Minsk. Because she's very open. She's very childish. She's very pretty. The best child... youngest, and her performance is gentle, childish, very childish. Belgium and Moldova, not so childish than Lithuania. And if she maybe win, it may be great.
We shall have to see. It is a very close run contest. The favourites on the... I know Charlene, you've been keeping an eye on the betting odds, and the favourites are just constantly shifting. I don't think anybody's got a solid opinion on who could win this contest, have they?
Well, my decision's always been with Belarus. If you read the book that we've written, our little JSC book, you'll see that I actually have tipped Belarus. My thoughts have still not changed since I've been here. And that's why I put a bet on, and it's now equal favourites. So I'm cashed up enough to buy everyone dinner.
Oh. Yes. Right. Let's finish with Ukraine. The Josh Dubovy prop. Has the Ukraine... You know, we've got this strange shift into English. It's went down in my estimation, now having seen the rehearsal.
Ukraine came last year. This is a strange thing, because you would never imagine that to happen to the normal Eurovision. Belarus does well, Ukraine does badly. I do not get this bit in English. Let's take a three-syllable Europa and put it into English, Europe. It just doesn't fit. I don't like the song. I don't like the way it's performed on stage. And maybe it will be the curse of Josh Dubovy to hit this one as well.
Josh, if you're listening, congratulations on getting 1,000 followers on Facebook, by the way. If anyone wants to help him get 1,001, Josh Dubovy official fan page and stuff. And the thing is, Josh really enjoyed his time, even though he kind of knew himself that he had a bad song, that it was in the wrong key, it wasn't his deal. He came out and he just went, you know what, I'm going to have fun with it. And we're really seeing that here with all the kids. They're just, as you said with Paulina, they're all enjoying it.
Of course, as like I mentioned before, that the kids fully enjoy their time here. And the Ukrainians, always a nice delegation as well.
So that's our take two. Half of them went through yesterday. The second half are going through today. You can probably just hear them very subtly in the background doing Georgia's Candy music. We'll run down them in tomorrow's Daily Show. And we'll also have a bit of news tomorrow as well, because there is a special guest star. Now, we already know that Soroshu is doing... Now, is she doing the opening or the middle? She's doing the middle. So we don't know who the, quote, international star... who's going to be opening the show. And I think the press team at EBU are quite glad that they've managed to keep something secret.
Am I supposed to say who I think?
Is that yes, let's go. Let's go for that. Who do you think it could be? Actually, no, let's change that. Who would you like it to be?
Oh, Anastasia Vinokova.
Is she still alive? Shouldn't say that. JP.
I think it's going to be a winner of Eurovision that's coming here.
Okay, so that narrows it down to...
Maybe we ask our Russian friend if Dima Bilan is coming.
Dima has done Junior before. He did it 2 years ago, I think, didn't he?
No, Dima Bilan. No, Dima Bilan.
I think he did actually do
actually,
the Junior.
Dima Bilan has already said that he's not doing it, which to me suggests that Dima Bilan was who they were banking on. He said no, and they've had a last-minute try to find someone and are covering it up by calling it a secret.
So it will be Luz Asia.
I think it's Jedward, personally.
Jedward called Charlene.
Oh.
Charlene, you got a call on that one?
Look, I keep hearing Eric Sada's name coming up in the conversation.
We're not being subtle at all, are we?
No.
No. Of course, if it's not Eric, then we were being subtle.
But, you know... I mean, if we want to talk about being an Armenian and we want to drag out someone, and it's completely randomly, not even Eurovision related, they'd probably drag out the Kardashians. They are Armenian, and they would bring a media circus with them.
But at the same time, you know, there's... this is an interesting one, because they probably want to promote Armenia, and I don't think Kardashian would distract from Armenia as a whole.
I have one idea about the special guest. Tomorrow in the press conference, AMPTV declares that the System of a Down will represent Armenia on Eurovision 2012. And after that, they have System of a Down like a special guest.
That would be Eurovision 2012. You mean 2012?
2012.
Because I don't think System of a Down can last 10,000 years. Unless they have a time machine. Interesting call. I think System of a Down might surprise the crowd. If you thought Lordi coming out...
I feel that System of a Down would be better than the Kardashians. I mean, what do the Kardashians do? Would they just walk out on stage and just stand there?
They'd make everyone look very talented.
With a song like Serge Tankian's song is Yes, It's Genocide.
What, with Phil Collins and the two singers in? Let's call a halt to the Daily Chat Show there, I feel, before we get into too dangerous grounds. Thank you very much to our guest, to JP.
Pleasure, as always.
And Charlene.
Thank you very much.
Liam.
No worries.
Luke is a way to get more chocolates for Liam to bribe the children with, so we'll say thank you on his behalf. Anton, thanks very much as well.
Thank you.
Along.
Спасибо за приглашение. Head Iga.
Not quite sure if that's a death threat or not. I'll take it as a thank you because I heard Spasiba in there. You can leave all your comments back on the website www.escinsight.com. You can follow us on Twitter and all the other usual places around the internet. We will have the report from yesterday. Charlene, you're looking at the staging of the contest.
Looking at behind the scenes, yeah. A little bit of an impression, how the organisation's going, the staging, and generally the viewpoint of the locals and how it's all been going down here.
Lovely. We'll have our media gallery. Of course, you've got the Daily Chat Show. We'll be back here again tomorrow. You'll be able to follow us on Twitter for daily stuff and live blogging and everything. Liam, I think ESE Extra is covering most of that.
We sure are. We're blogging the rehearsals live. We'll be blogging the dress rehearsals, I think, is it tomorrow? I'm not sure if we're doing tomorrow or Friday. Oh, wait, tomorrow is Friday.
Tomorrow is Friday,
we
yes.
are doing a tomorrow. I'm sorry.
And the URL?
I am.
Just give us the URL.
Oh, www.escextra with an X.
.com. There we go. Thank you very much for listening. And now, JP, you know how we finish one of these podcasts?
Nope.
Anybody?
The Bueller? Electric guitars.